A driver charged over the deaths of two elderly siblings will face court today. Norma Dutton and her brother Clive Millers died when the car they were passengers in was allegedly driven into a tree at Brulu on Monday afternoon. The driver, a 63-year-old man from Valtora, allegedly their carer, has been charged with two counts of manslaughter. He's expected to appear in court via video link from Sunshine Coast University Hospital. The Lifelight rescue helicopter has flown a man to Skoo following a water incident up on Garee Island. The critical care doctor and Queensland Ambulance Service flight paramedic worked with local QAS paramedics to treat the patient for a lower limb fracture. The man in his 60s was airlifted here in a stable condition. The Golden Beach community is being assured that action will be taken as authorities work through close to 1,200 public submissions which detail locals' concerns and suggestions to protect the foreshore. Multiple severe weather events have now caused the ocean to break through two northern points of Bribie Island, which had, up until now, acted as a natural buffer for the mainland. Premier David Crisafulli was in town yesterday. He says the independent inquiry will advise the state government on what action can be taken to preserve the area.
We are serious about getting a solution, and this won't be just shelved as it has been for the last 10 years. And just rest assured that we're going to get the job done.
And welfare groups are calling for permanent power bill relief, not just one-off rebates. It follows confirmation energy prices are going up by an average of $77 a year here on the coast from July 1. Kelly Court from ACOS says that'll hit a lot of households hard.
So we're calling for the government to provide a substantial increase to job seeker and related payments, to provide energy debt relief for the over 300,000 people that have energy debts of more than $1,600.